Okay, today's daf is daf Tzadi Vav, page 96. We were towards the end of Tzadi Hamid Beis, different possibilities how the people of Sanherib died, either by the hand or the finger, or so what we're finally up to now is Yeshomim, some say, B'chotman Nashaf, the angel Gavriel blew into their nostrils, Bahen, Umesu, and then they died. Shenamar, because the verse says, V'gam Nashaf, Bahen, Vayivashu. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba said, Kapayim Safak Lahem, the angel clapped his hands, Umesu, and then they died. Shenamar, because it says, V'gam Ani Akeh Kapi Al Kapi, V'anichosi Chamasi, I'm going to hit my hand against the hand, and my anger will calm down. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, "As Naim Gilu Lahem," he opened up their ears. V'shamu Shira Mipichayos, they heard the song of the angels, of the living angels. V'amesu, and then they all died. Shnemar, that's what the verse says. Me romimuscha naftzugayim, from your exaltedness, the nations scattered. Okay, David asked this question 2 days ago. Kamanishtayim mehem, how many of the army of Sanherib survived? Were they all killed at one shot? So we said before that actually there were 2.4 million of them. It's only 185,000 who were died. So it's just the very leaders. Well, amongst those leaders, how many leaders survived? Kamanishtayim mehem rav amar asara, 10. Shenamar, the verse says, Ushar eitz yaro mispar yiyu, v'nar yikatvum, and the rest of the trees of his forest, a young boy could write them. So how could a young boy write a number? He drops one little drop of ink, and that's the yud. So he drop a drop, that's a yud, that's 10. Yud is 10, so that means that there are 10 that are left. Kama nar yachol lichtav asara. Shmuel Amar Tisha, Shmuel said 9 of them were left. Shenamar, because the verse says, V'nishar bo, they'll be left in him, ole los, scraggly grapes. Kinokev zayis, like someone who's cutting down branches of an olive tree. Shnaim, shlosha gargiyugim, b'rosh amir. 2 or 3, round ones at the top of a branch. And arba chamisha b'sifan, 4 or 5 on the larger branches. So 4 plus 5 is 9. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar Arbasana. This verse actually is saying that there are 14 left. Shenamar, because it says Shnaim Shlosha, 2, 3, Berosh Amir at the top of a branch. So 2 plus 3 is 5. And then again, 4 plus 5 on the branches. 5 plus 9 is 14. Arba v'chamisha. Then Levi. Then Arba v'chamisha. Then another 4 and 5. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chamisha, there's only 5 who were left over. And who are those 5? Sancherev u'shnei vanav. Sancherev and his 2 sons. Later we're going to see that the 2 sons killed Sancherev. Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzaradan. Nebuzaradan is a Gemara, is a tradition. Nebuchadnezzar, how do we know Nebuchadnezzar was left? Based on the story of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. The Chsiv, that it says at the time that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were saved from the furnace, as we saw this quoted earlier. Nebuchadnezzar says, I see 4 people walking around unchanged in the furnace. The 4th looks like an angel. How does Nebuchadnezzar know what an angel looks like? He loved the Chazim in Aviyade. If he had never seen an angel, what would he know what he looks like? But since he was with Sancherib, and Sancherib, the angel came and killed 185,000, didn't kill him, he saw that angel, so then he recognized that angel in the furnace with Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Sancherib u'shnei vanav, how do we know that Sancherib and his 2 sons survived? Because the verse says, V'ahiyu mishtach v'beis Nisroch Elohav, he was bowing down in the temple of Nisroch, his god, and Adar Melech and Shretz Arbanav, Hiko Bacherev, killed him by sword. Amr Bavor Bavor said, Yilmah l'mikro because of Yefshel Amr, if not for a verse, we wouldn't even be able to say it. The verse seems to say that God was the barber who gave Sancherib a shave. The verse says, "Bayomahu on that day, Galach Hashem b'tar aschira be'evrei nahar b'melech Ashur esarosh ushaar haraglayim v'gamas hazakan tisveh." On that day, God is going to use a razor to cut the hair and shave off the hair of King of Ashur. God came and appeared to Sancherib like an old man.
Would
What are you going to say to all these kings when you come back? Because you took all the children of the kings of the east and west and said, join me in defeating Jerusalem. Now they're all dead. What are you going to go do when you go back to meet their fathers? Amaluhusa, Sancheyev said, Hahu Gavabahu Pchadanam Yosef. He says to this old man who's asking this question, I'm also scared of that. Amale, so he said to him, okay, Hechinevit, so what do you propose I do? Amale, so the old man, namely whose God, tells him, Zil Vishani Nafsha, go and change the way you look. So he said, B'mayishni, how can I change the way I look now on today's daf? Amale, so God said to him, Zil Aisi Mispra Vizgayachana, go bring some scissors and I'll cut off all your hair, and then you won't look like the way you used to look. So Mehech Aisi says, where am I going to get scissors from? Amale, so God said, Ula u base of Aisi, go into this house and get from there scissors. Asli walked into the house, Ashkechinu, he found scissors there. Asa Malachi Asharas Vidim Leke Gavri, there were angels there and looked like people there. They were grinding dates. Amr Luhus, he said to them, Havlu Mispura, give me some scissors. Amrulay, they said to him, Tchon Chagviva the Kashiasa Venitin Lach, you grind with us a little measure of grapes and we'll give you scissors. Tachon Chagviva the Kashiasa Vyavlu Mispurasa. So Sancherev ground a little measure of grapes and they gave him a pair of scissors. Adasa, by the time he came back to God, Ichshech, the day had set. It was dark. Amale, so God, who's appearing as an old man, says to him, Zilai Sinura, well, it's dark. I can't see you to be able to give you a good haircut. Go bring me some fire. So, Azalai Sinura, so he went and he brought fire. So fire that was going to go out, he has to blow it up. As he's blowing at it, in order to, you know, billow it, to increase the flames, Itli Beinura Bedikna, the fire caught onto his beard. And so the beard was lost in the fire. I don't know. I didn't see. Good question. Yeah. So Azal Gazi L'Reisha V'Dikna. So he cut off all the hair of his head and the hair of his beard. Amu, so they explain. That's the verse. V'Gamas HaZakan Tisfe. And also the beard will be destroyed by fire. Amar Papa said, Anadam Inchi, this is what people say. Kvirte la'arma shapule. Shapule. It aitalile nura bediktum velo savas chuchamine. If you are singeing a non-Jew and he likes it, right? Kvirte la'arma shapule. If you're singeing the non-Jew and he likes it, so then burn his whole beard in fire and you'll keep laughing at him. So that's what happened. Sancherev, he was following all these orders. He got a fire worked up, and the fire burned his beard off. All right, this week's parsha. So Sancherev went, and he found a board from the Ark of Noah. Amar, he said, "I know Allah, Rabbi Dishizvili Noach Mitifna." He said, "This board, this is the big God who saved Noah from the flood." Amar. So Sancherev said to the board, "Yazalahu gavru matzla, makavlu latrein benoi kamach. If I go and succeed, I'm going to offer my two children to God. I'm going to slaughter them and give them up to God." Shamu benoi. So the children heard that he wants to kill them. Vekatlu. So they killed him. That's what the verse says. Vayu mishdachav beis nisroch elohav. He was bowing in the house of Nisroch, his God. So Nisroch, the Gemara is reading as Neser. As a board, he was bowing in the house of the board is God, and Adar Melech and Shretz Arbanav Hikuhu Bachera. They killed him by sword. All right, talking about the four kings that Avram Avinu fought against. The verse says, "Vayechalek aleihem laila huva vada vayakim." He divided against them the night. He and his servants, and he destroyed them. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. What does that mean? Also, Malach is Damin Avram Laila Shmot. There was an angel who came to help Avram. His name was Malach. His name was Laila. Shenamar, as it says in Eo, Vahalaila, and the angel whose name is Laila, Amar Haro Gavar. He's the one who said, let this person become pregnant.
Laila is the name of a female, you know.
Okay, it's an angel.
Yeah.
And that angel came to help Avram, so that angel split up together with Avram's servants to pursue the four kings. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha explained the verse, Vayechalik Aleihem Laila. What it means is, Sha'asa Imo Maisa Laila. That Avram Avinu fought with these four kings, and God did with Avram like the night. In other words, just like the different stars. Fight against Sisera for the sake of Barak in the beginning of the book of Shoftim. That's what happened with Avram. All the angels, all the stars were helping him in his fight against the four kings. Shneimar, as it says later in Shirat Dvorah, the Song of Dvorah, min shamayim nilchamu hakochavim imsilotam nilchamu imsisra. From the heavens they fought the stars. From their past they fought with Sisera. Amir Shlakish says, Tava de Nafcha min Devar Nafcha. Greater are the ideas of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha than the ideas of Rav Yochanan, who's called Bar Nafcha, who claimed that Lila means an angel named Lila. It says about Avram Avinu Vayir Tov Adan, he chased the four kings until he got to the city Dan, which is in the north, in the Galil. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan explained, Kevin Shabbos Tzadik Adan, once he got till Dan, Tashash Kocho, he became weak. Why? Rabbi Nebanav Shasin Lavar Avodazar B'dan, he saw that his descendants are going to worship idols in Dan. Shenamar, as it says, about the two calves, Vayasim Esayachab Leveisel, one of them was placed in Beitel, V'etzachad Natan B'dan, and the other was placed in Dan. Af Oto Rasha, that's what Yeravam did. He put two golden calves, one in Dan and one in Beit El. Af Oto Rasha, now Sisera himself, Loned Gaber, only got his strength on Chigil Dan. Once he got to Dan to fight against the Jews, and as it says, Midan Nishma. From Dan we heard Nechras Susav, the neighing of all of his horses. Reb Zera said, Af Al Gav de Shalach, Rabbi Shimon Levi, even though Rabbi Shimon Levi sent. He's our Rabbi Zakh and Shashach Talmud, Shemach Mason, so. These are we've reading Rabbi Yehuda, even though he said, be careful with a sage who forgets his learning because of his old age, because it's out of his control, because of an illness. And be careful that when you're slaughtering fowl, to slaughter also the veins. These are with Ne'amaretz, and be careful with the children of ignoramuses who became a Torah scholars to give them honor. Shaman Tetzi Torah, because from them Torah will come. Nevertheless, you have to be careful with the children of ignoramuses, but still, kihamil samodin lu, the following thing we will tell those children. In other words, we say to those children, you shouldn't take so much credit to yourself. It could be that the Torah success that you have is in the merit of your fathers, even though your fathers were ignoramuses, because they may have done a small mitzvah, and even a small mitzvah counts a great deal, as we're about to learn that a small mitzvah can count a great deal. What's that story? The following. Tzadik Ata Hashem. The verse says in Yirmiyahu, you are righteous God, ki ariva lecha, ach mishpatim adaber osach. When I argue with you, I know that you're right, and still I want to ask you of your justice. I want to know your ways. My question is like this, says Yirmiyahu. Madu aderech b'sharim tzalecha. Why are the wicked succeeding in their way? Why is Nebuchadnezzar succeeding to conquer Jerusalem? Yes. So shalu kol bogdei vaged. Why are all the rebellious ones living in tranquility? Netatam gom sharashu yelchu gamasu peri. So their plantings have roots, and they go, and they even produce fruit. So maya hodrule. So what did heaven respond to Yirmiyahu? Why are the wicked madu aderech b'sharim tzalecha? Why does the wicked Nebuchadnezzar succeed? So the answer is like this: ki es raglim ratzta. For with feet you wanted, and they exhausted you. Mashal Adam Echad. The parables to the following: to a man, Shamar Yachlani Larut Shalosh Parsos Lufne Asusim in Bitzi Amayim. I can run three parsa ahead of horses in a swampland. Nizdamilo Ragli Echad. Then he gets a runner. Ruts lefanav, and that runner runs in front of him, shlosha milim biyabasha, 3 mil, which is less than 3 parsa, each parsa is 4 mil. He runs 3 mil on dry land, vanilla, and he gets exhausted. So they tell this man, uma lifnei raglikach, if you became exhausted running in front of a runner, lifnei asusim, you're trying to run in front of horses, alachas kama vakama, certainly you'll get exhausted. And if you became exhausted with 3 mil, certainly when it's going to be 12 mil, And if you got exhausted running on dry land, if you run on, you know, swampland, certainly you'd be exhausted. Afatas, this is the answer to your Miyo. You're asking, why do the wicked succeed? Think about the following. It's all because of four steps that I'm paying back that wicked man, Nebuchadnezzar. He took four steps to run, to give me honor. So therefore, Atatamiya, you're wondering about his great reward, why he gets to succeed to destroy Beis HaMikdash. Listen, he has the reward for four steps, but you've got many more than four steps. So when I'm going to give the reward to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who ran like horses before me, certainly they're going to get great reward. That's what the verse says. To Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, nishbar libi b'kirbi rachafu kolatz mosai, ha'isik ishikor k'gever avru yayin b'pnei Hashem u'b'pnei divrei kodesho. It's like a drunkard shaking, thinking about what God is saying in his holy words of great promise of reward to the patriarchs. So what are these four steps? What were these four steps? It says the following. Chizkiyahu HaNavi had a father who was a wicked king whose name was Ahaz. When King Ahaz died, God made the sun set early. So instead of setting at the end of 12 hours, it set at the end of 2 hours to prevent a eulogy for King Ahaz. Later, God made the sun stay up an extra 10 hours to give King Chizkiyahu time to repent when he was deathly ill and to pray and to be healed from his illness. So all these changes where the sun suddenly sets, the sun stays up for 22 hours instead of 12 hours, was all seen back in Iraq in Babel by the kings who were king before Nebuchadnezzar, by Merodach. So that's the following. The Ksivit says, basically at that time, Shalach Merodach Bladan, Ben Bladan, Merodach. He used to call himself Merodach Bladan. His father's name was Bladan. He called himself Merodach Bladan, the son of Bladan, king in Iraq, Sfarim. He sent scrolls and gifts to King Chizkiyahu, and all about the fact that Chizkiyahu had gotten sick and recovered. So Gemara asks, Mishum ki chalach Chizkiyahu v'yachzak shadol le'svarim mincha. Because Chizkiyahu gets sick and he recovers, he gets a gift? The answer is in, yes. Why? Because Lidro Shamofis Asher Hayabaretz. He was trying to find out about this amazing miracle, why it all happened. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan explained, Oso Hayom Shemeis Bo Achaz, the day Achaz died, Shtei Shos Haya. God took away 10 hours, and it was only a 2 hour long day in order to force them to bury him quickly and not to give any eulogies. But when Chizkiyahu got sick and he recovered, God returned those 10 hours to the day. It was a day of 22 hours. The Chsiv, as the verse says, I'm going to return the, you know, the shade of the hourglass. I'm going to move it back 10 pieces. So instead of the 10 hours forward, it's moving back 10 hours to compensate for it and to give Chizkiyahu time to recover. Amaluhu, so Merodach Bladan sees this, he says to his people, my high, what's going on? Why is the sun not setting? Amaluhu, they said, you know, Chizkiyahu got sick and he's recovering. Amar, he said, Ika Gavra Ki Hai, if there's such a great man who God for his sake is changing the world, I need to send him hello, I need to send him peace, I need to, you know, build an alliance with him. So Kasvule, so the servants of Merodach Bladan wrote, Shlam l'malka Chizkiyah, peace to King Chizkiyah, Shalom l'kartid Yerushalayim, peace to the city Jerusalem, Shalom l'lo Rabba, peace to the great God. So Nebuchadnezzar at the time was the scribe, Safri de Bladan Hava, he was the scribe of Bladan. Ahishat lo Hava Hasam, when they wrote this scroll, he wasn't there. Yes, when he came, Amalehu, he asked them, Hechi Kasvisu, what did you write? Amalehi Kasvisu, we wrote the following. Peace to Chizkiyah, peace to Jerusalem, peace to the great God. You say he's the great God. You see that he can change nature, the sun, and you only mention him after Chizkiyah and Jerusalem? Amar and Nebuchadnezzar said, this is what you should write. Shalom Allah Karaba, peace to the great God, and Shalom Lakai to Jerusalem, peace to Jerusalem, and Shalom Malka Chizkiyah, peace to King Chizkiyah. Amar, they said, Listen, Karyana Zigrita you Levi Parvanka. The guy who wants to read the letters, he should be the emissary to bring the letters. You have a good idea. Okay, so carry it out. So Rat Basre, and Nebuchadnezzar started running after the emissary to bring him back. And that was the four steps he took. He took four steps to bring the guy back to change the text of the letter. After taking four steps, the angel Gavriel came and he stopped him. He said, no more merits. Four steps is a big merit. Look at what he did with that. He destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Had Gavriel not stopped Nebuchadnezzar, the Jewish people would never have survived. All right, talking about this story, the name was Merodach Bladon ben Bladon. What a strange name. Who gets named for their father? Bladon ben Bladon. Amri, so they explain, Bladon Malkahava. Bladon was a king. What's that?
I mean, such great merit, Hashem gave him an award to destroy Jerusalem and maybe even possibly a reward to kill the Jewish people.
Yeah. Well, because he had merits and we had sins. Yeah, we were deserving of destruction and he had the power that wasn't stopped.
Is this a shaliach of Hashem that for Hashem sure wants to punish him after that more, but he wants to
for
give
sure
us the,
but he got so much power in this world because of these merits.
Should be happy with mom's gas there.
Right.
You know that was such a reward.
Now the Gemara, right, for four steps. Listen, how many steps did you take to come into shul this morning, right? Baruch Hashem. It's a great thing. It's a great thing. Every step you take is a great thing. So why was his name Bladon ben Bladon? Who calls a child for himself? Ami, they explained, Bladon Malkava. Bladon was the king. Vishtani ape vavi be dekalba. Vavi ki dekalba. And his face turned into the shape of a dog. He got a dog face. So no one wanted him to be king anymore. So his son became king. When the son would write a scroll, Ksiv Shmei, he'd write his own name. This is my order, Bladon. I'm sorry, Merodach. But he'd also add his father's name, Shmei Davu Bladon Malka. And he'd say, this is in my father's name. So that's what he became, Merodach Bladon. And then he'd say, Ben Bladon, the son of the king. That's the meaning of the verse. Ben Yechabed Av Eved Adonav, a son will honor his father, a slave his master. Ben Yechabed Av, a son will honor his father. That's Merodach honoring Bladon. Eved Adonav, a servant honoring his master. That's the verse says, V'achodesh ha-chamishi in the fifth month, V'asor l'chodesh in the tenth of the month, Hishnas Tisha Esri l'melech Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel, in the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Bavel. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the top executioner, came. Amar lefnei melech Bavel b'Yerushalayim. He stood before King Bavel in Jerusalem by Yisrof es Beis Hashem. And he burnt the house of God, Ves Beis HaMelech, and the palace of the king. V'chodesh HaChamishi is, no, Av. So the 10th of Av, right? Because it started on the 9th, but most of it was on the 10th of Av. So asks the Gemara, I understand, he did it in front of Nebuchadnezzar, and we saw Nebuchadnezzar Yerushalayim. Was Nebuchadnezzar even in Jerusalem at the time? But the verse is about the king, King Tzidkiyahu, Vayalu Oso. They brought him up, El Melech Bavel Rivlasa, to the king of Bavel. That means to a place called Rivla. That means the king was in Rivla. He wasn't in Jerusalem. Amar Rav Avoh, what's Rivla? It's Antochia. It's Antochia. Antochius. So Rav Chizr, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Dim, he gave answers. Chad Amar, Dmust Yukno, Heisach HaKukolo. This is what the verse is saying. Their servant Nebuzaradan has tremendous honor for his master. Why don't the Jews have honor for God? So what was this tremendous honor? He had the shape of Nebuchadnezzar al-Merkavto on his chariot. And therefore, he's coming before the king with this chariot. Hadam once said, "Ema Yisera Haisalomi Menu." Nebuzaradan had tremendous fear of Nebuchadnezzar. Domek Mishomel Lefanav. He imagined that he was standing in front of him. Amar Rava said, "Toyin Plas Maya Kud Naisa Narga De Parzala Deshalit Be Parzala Shadale Nebuchadnezzar Nebuzaradan." Nebuchadnezzar sent to Nebuzaradan 300 mules, each loaded with iron hammers that had the ability to break metal. Well, he got to Jerusalem. Kulu bulatinu chadashad Yerushalayim. One door in Jerusalem swallowed all of them. That each hammer, as it would go against the door, it would break. So they were left with the last hammer. Shneamar, as the verse says, pituchea yachad bekashil v'chilafot yalamun, that on the door, all these hammers were completely ineffective, and the door swallowed them. So boil my head, son of Uzaradan wanted to just give up. Apparently there's a miracle going on here. They're going to do to me what there was done to Sancheriv. So Nafka Kalav Amar, a voice came out and said, no, Shvar Bar Shvor, Nevuzaradan Shavar. You are Jumper, the son of the Jumper, Nevuzaradan, keep jumping. I want to show you that it's God's work. The time has arrived for the temple to be destroyed and the sanctuary to be burned. Pashli Chad Nargi, he was left with one hammer. Asamachi Bakupa, he used the back of this hammer, and he hit with the back of the hammer, v'iftach, and the door opened. Shanhammer, the verse says, Yivadak mevi lamala b'svachetz kartumos. It's a prayer, let it be known before God, like that hammer that opened up Jerusalem. Avakatav azal adamat lehechalas. He was killing until he got to the temple. Adlik beinur, then he lit a fire. Gava hechala, the temple elevated. And Darchu Beimin Shemaya, and in heaven they pushed it down. Shanamas, it says, God Darach Hashem, God pressed the press, Livsulas Bas Yehuda, to kill the virgin of Judea. Kazicha Daite, so he started to get very arrogant. Wow, look at me, I destroyed the temple. Nafak Baskalav Amarle, a voice came out of heaven and said, Amak Tilat Kaklat, you killed a dead nation. Hechala Kalya Kalis, you burned a temple that was already burned. Kimcha Trinas Trinas, you ground flour that was already ground. Shneamers, it says, Kiri Chaim v'tachani kemach, galitza masei chasfi shovel, gali shog, ivri naharos, chitim lo neemar. It doesn't say take wheat and grind them. It says, kemach, grind the flour. It was already ground. We already destroyed based on our sins. And this is the very famous story. We talk about it on Tisha B'Av. Chaz adamik Zachariah davar karasach. He saw that the blood of the prophet Zachariah was still bubbling. Sakai was murdered in the temple. Amalahusi asked the people, "My high, what's this blood?" Amalahusi said, "Dams vachmudi ishtapach. It's the blood of sacrifices that spilled." Amalahusi said, "I see. Bring me animals of ansi. I'm going to try it out. He needs me if they're going to come out and double like this." Kasi, he slaughtered animals loidmu, and it wasn't the same way. They weren't bubbling. Amalahusi said to them, "Galili, reveal to me. Vilo, if not, sriknu lechulub sereich basmik of the parzla. I'm going to peel off all of your skin with iron combs." Amalei, they said, "We have to tell you the truth. Hai Kohen v'Navihu." This was a person who was a Kohen. He was also a Navi. The Inbulu Yisrael b'Chorbanadu Yerushalayim. He predicted to the Jews that Jerusalem would be destroyed. They were so offended. V'Katlu, they killed him in the temple. Amalei said, "Anam efaisnulu, I'm going to calm him down." Aisir Rabbanan, he brought the rabbis. Katlu Levei, he killed them. V'Lonach, and the blood didn't stop bubbling. Aisir Dardik and Dubei Ravi brought the children in yeshiva. Katzulu Levei, he killed them. V'lonach, and the blood didn't stop bubbling. Aisir Pirchei Kuhne brought the young Kohanim. Katzulu Levei, he killed them. V'lonach, and the blood didn't stop bubbling. Adi Katal Iluvei Tishan V'arben Ribu, he killed there 940,000 people. V'lonach, and still the blood didn't stop bubbling. Karv Legabe, he went to this blood. He said, "Zachariah, Zachariah, Prophet Zachariah, Tovah Shebehem Mivaditim. I've already destroyed the best of the Jews. Nichlach Diklin Lekulu. Do you want me to kill all the Jews?" And the blood stopped. Miad Nach. And then he did tshuva. Here, a tshuva b'daiti. He thought a thought of tshuva. Amar Marheim Shlo Ibdu LeNefesh Achas. Look at the Jews. They killed one Jew, and look how much they get punished. I just killed 940,000 Jews. Look how much I'll be punished. I have to regret. Arak, he ran away from the Vuchanetzar. Shadar Portisa Lebese, and he sent a will to his house, the Igayer, and he converted. Okay. Happy Rosh Chodesh.